Today we focus on the bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Hashem, you are the source of all blessing, master of the universe, Oter Yisrael B'Sifara. You crown the Jewish people with glory. The Gemara Maseches Brachas explains that originally this bracha was said as a person was getting ready, getting dressed in the morning. And so the Gemara says, Kiparas Sudra Al Reishei, when a person would put his cloak on his head, he would make the bracha of Oter Yisrael B'Sifara. Hashem, you clothe us or you crown us in glory. Just like we cover our head today, they would put their sudr, their cloak over their head, and they would recite the bracha. And the question is obvious. Here an individual is getting dressed. It's very nice. He's putting his cloak on his head. But why is that called crowning the Jewish people with glory? Where's the glory in that? And perhaps what the bracha is coming to teach us is something exceptionally profound. You know, we often ask ourselves, what is it that gives a person glory? What is it that gives a person covet? What is it that gives a person splendor? So all too often we assume that it's perhaps their profession, or perhaps their wealth, or their social standing, or their academic or educational accomplishments. Very often we have different metrics for how we decide who is successful and who is unsuccessful. But perhaps what the bracha is telling us is as follows. The sifara, the glory, the grandeur, the beauty of a Jew is fundamentally determined by the nature of his or her relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You see, when you put your cloak over your head, what you are recognizing was that there's someone, something above you. You are recognizing that you don't exist by yourself in this universe, but you have the great privilege to serve the King of Kings, to serve the Ribon Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in that moment, I realize that the true metric of success in life is the nature of my relationship with my Father above. That relationship, by definition, is the greatest grandeur. Those who have it live a life of sifaris, live a life of beauty and grandeur. And those who don't, unfortunately, again, find much disappointment and emptiness. So in the first few moments of the morning, as a person was getting dressed, what Chazal wanted us to do was to set our priorities for the day. We all want to be successful. The only question is, how do you measure success? And too often in life, we use all of the wrong metrics, all of the wrong measurements. The true measure of a person's success is Oter Yisrael B'Sifara. Do you wear the crown of a relationship with God? Do you wear the crown of Dveikus, of clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Do you wear the crown of a passionate interwovenness with the divine? Because that, my friends, is the greatest crown of life. That is the greatest accomplishment in life. And it's what we must aspire to each and every day. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.